Human beings have a perfect and flawless skeletal system. By reason of which, as we have seen throughout the course of this film, they are able to walk and run with ease and to perform such movements as they choose. So what kind of explanation for this do evolutionists have to offer? Evolutionists claim that bipedalism, walking on two legs, evolved from the ape gait based on four legs. This claim is an impossible one in a great many respects. First and foremost, there is a huge anatomical gulf separating apes and human beings. The way that human beings and apes walk is completely different. Human beings stand upright on two legs. This is a unique form of locomotion not found in any other life form. Some other animals are capable of some restricted movement on two legs. According to the theory of evolution, human beings' ability to walk on two legs evolved from the way that apes walk on four. However, research has shown that the evolution of bipedalism is a fantasy that never happened, and could never have done so. First and foremost, bipedalism is not an advantage. This is because the ape-like gait is actually easier, faster, and more efficient than its human counterpart. Human beings are unable to move through the trees by leaping from branch to branch like chimpanzees, nor to run at speeds of 125 kilometers like the cheetah. On the contrary, because human beings walk on two legs, they move very slowly across the ground. Therefore, according to the theory of evolution's own logic, there is no point in apes beginning to move on two legs. Another dilemma facing the theory of evolution is that bipedalism is absolutely incompatible with the Darwinian model of gradual development. This model, which represents the basis of evolution, makes a combined gait between bipedalism and quadrupedalism unavoidable at some stage during evolution. However, computer-assisted research by the British paleoanthropologist Robin Crompton in 1996 showed that such a combined gait was totally impossible. A living being can either walk upright or on all fours. A gait between the two is impossible because of the excessive energy consumption. There is therefore no possibility of such a semi-bipedal life form existing. The evolutionist and paleoanthropologist Elaine Morgan admits that there are four major secrets regarding evolution that they have been unable to unravel. These are the four most important secrets about human evolution. Why do human beings walk on two legs? Why have they lost most of their body hair? Why did they develop such large brains? And why did they learn how to run? Four of the most outstanding mysteries about humans are: we do not yet know, we do not yet know, we do not yet know, we do not yet know. The list of questions could be considerably lengthened without affecting the monotony of answers. This system has been in existence and has functioned flawlessly ever since human beings first appeared. The muscles and skeleton of the first human being possessed this knowledge. And by Allah's leave, that same information will be present in the bodies of every person who comes into the world. Allah has created man as a whole entity, together with all his component parts.